the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Welcome to Mission Watch Live, another Messiah's Branch national satellite radio program. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 5th, 2014. Before I go on, folks, I want to remind you that tomorrow is the 6th of June, and if you don't know what that means, then I really strongly suggest that you look it up. D-Day, something like that. Anyway, let's remember our veterans tomorrow. Anyway, folks, with Mission Watch Live, we are warning the world as it happens. If you need help with anything after this program, please call me. If you need a prayer, you can call me for that also. If you get the machine, please leave your name, your number, your prayer request or message. The phone number, of course, is 620-878-4682, 620-878-4682. And an emergency, my cell phone number is 316-619-4886. We are there for you. Give us a call if you have to. Anyway, you can always find updates with the breaking news, our ministry, radio program archives, and our mailing address at our blog, which is simply prophecyhour.com. At prophecyhour.com is like a hub for the latest breaking news, our radio programs, and so on and so forth. You can find ways to donate, find out about the Wichita Mission Church, all these things at prophecyhour.com. And remember, if you're one of those folks that are listening on satellite, you don't do the internet, you feel free, you can call me instead of having to go on the internet. Anyway, now we'll say a prayer and bring on tonight's guests. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray that radio goes tonight according to your will and not my will, nor my guests. But please give everyone out their ears and wish to hear the truth. Amen and amen. Well, if you watch the news, you'd see the back and forth about the so-called prisoner swap. There is so much more to this story. So tonight we bring on with us Keith Davies. He works with Waleed Shubat and his ministries, which you can all find these at shubat.com. These articles that appear there mostly are things that you won't see in the mainstream media, or at least not right off. Some of the stories that Waleed and others over there have posted or started talking about didn't really come to mainstream light till 2 years later. But, you know, folks, we have people like Ben Barrick on our program, and he works with them over there, and so you know what kind of materials they put out. So let's just bring Keith on, and we'll talk about tonight's subject. Are you there with us, Keith?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm really glad to have you on. I've talked about, could you just give something small about who you are and what you do with Waleed?
Yes, I'm the executive director of Waleed Shubat's ministry, which is actually called Forum for Middle East Understanding. We have two divisions. One is the exposing of the Islamic agenda to undermine America, take over the world. And the second is to rescue Christians in Muslim lands where Christians are minorities and they're under severe persecution. And that has been expanding by leaps and bounds over the last couple of years. So those are two things that we do. But I'd just like to draw attention. You mentioned at the start of the program that tomorrow, June the 6th, is a very important date. But today is a very significant date, an historic date in the history of Israel. And do you know what that is?
Well, no, I guess I'm at a loss.
Well, it's the similar date to June the 6th. It was the day that the Six-Day War started, June the 5th, 1967, 47 years ago.
I'm really amazed that it didn't snap to me.
And that was the when Israel was able to recapture the old city of Jerusalem and to take over the Sinai Desert and the Golan Heights and the West. And it's called, the proper name is Judea and Samaria, but the Western secularists like to forget that little fact and call it the West Bank.
Yeah, amen. Well, I'm going to feel dumb the rest of the program, but I'll bring it up on my program that I do at 7. But amen. So that's why I bring other people on, because they have more information than I do sometimes. Anyway, there are so many articles at shoebot.com, and folks really ought to go over there. And so I was scanning through the latest since what you all had put up yesterday, and I noticed an article that you did about this situation. It's called "The Evidence is Clear. Obama is Nothing More Than a Treasonous Islamic Terrorist." I thought it was spot on. You want to tell the folks what your opinion is?
Well, I mean, there's breaking news just now. I don't know if you've been following on Fox News just now, that confirms that this guy, Bergdahl, is a traitor, was secret documents that they found in 2010. But we didn't need to be told that, because we know from what he stated in Arabic, what he stated that he's a Muslim. The fact that he sought out the Taliban when he deserted his post. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to work out that the guy was intending to be a collaborator. Now it's being confirmed 100% with documentation that is the case. And I can assure your listeners that this was known both to the House and the Senate intelligence committees, and that is the reason why Obama never told them or consulted with them on this particular swap, because he knew in advance that he would get a huge feedback or negative feedback from both these intelligence committees. I know he's entitled to consult with them, but they would have objected strongly that this was not an appropriate measure to swap this traitor for American Taliban for 5 Afghanistan Taliban. That's basically what we saw, right, as the article opens up with. And so we didn't need to be told, because, second of all, his father, right, is a Muslim convert who speaks Arabic and Pashtun and Farsi, right? And he declared on the steps of the Rose Garden the Bismillah, which is basically a victory statement, that the fact that they were able to release these 5 leader terrorists from the Taliban in return for his son, who basically the son has now become will eventually become a martyr. Maybe not. He may not be killed or shot, which he should be, but he may not be. But he's basically given up his freedom, because when he was in Afghanistan, he would regard that to be free himself. In other words, because he was declared he's a mujahid, which is a Muslim warrior. He would regard his life in Afghanistan as freedom. He's giving up his freedom so that 5 of his leading Taliban guys in Guantanamo Bay could become free, so they could do real jihad against the United States over the next several years. So he's actually given up the ultimate sacrifice, gone back to his country as a sacrifice for 5 of the major jihadists. And that's basically what he has done. He has committed jihad by giving up his freedom, right, for 5 other terrorists who he thinks can do a better job than he can.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought the video that the Taliban, I guess that's who that was, put out was pretty telling, because sometimes he was smiling and looking like he was crying. He didn't look like he was among enemies, you know what I'm saying, at all. He just looked like he was, comfortable, if anything, upset because he was leaving.
Well, the story we got from the State Department or the administration was that he was in danger and his health was deteriorating, and they needed to act quickly. Then that became, the Taliban said they were going to kill him. So which is it? I mean, there's nothing that comes out of the mouth of this president than utter lies. From the start of his administration to the very present, every single, I always say this as a joke, is how do you know that Obama's lying? And the answer is simple. He's moving his lips. I mean, everything. I'm not saying this because I hate the guy. I hate what he's doing to this country, but facts are facts. And the facts are very clear on any matter that he deals with, he lies to the American public. And whether it's Obamacare, whether it's the VA scandal, whether it was the IRS scandal, you know, the IRS scandal was, oh, it was only a few rogue agents in Cincinnati. Well, we all know that was a lie, right? And the VA, he said at the start of his administration that this was top priority, that he is going to get to the bottom of this and he's going to fix the VA, and he totally ignored it, right? Because he comes out and he says, I didn't know. Well, if you're telling the American people when you're trying to get elected as president that you're going to do your utmost to fix this problem, and if he doesn't know about the problem 6 years later that actually happened, then he wasn't actually doing anything to try and solve the problem, right? So that's another lie. Everything, I mean, it's not incompetence. He doesn't care about being president. He doesn't have the skill set to be a manager or executive of a major company, which is basically the United States is the largest company there is. I mean, if you look at it like that, they're managing right. different departments, and he's the head guy, and he either doesn't have the competence or he doesn't care less. The latter would be he doesn't care less. All this guy wants to do is to destroy the military and economic power of this country, and he hasn't got the competence to run anything, and he doesn't care about running anything because he's reaching his goal to destroy the military power of this country and its economic viability. We see it day in, day out. And the only thing this guy likes to do is fly Air Force One, raise money, right, for the Democratic Party, right, because he's fine, you know, he's got a nice dinner, and makes a nice speech, right, that's all he has. He can do that, he has other people write the speeches, flies in Air Force One, an utter luxury, stays at the best places, right, and that's what President of the United States means to him, right, for himself, and let's destroy the country. That's it. And I don't understand how the American people can't see this. I mean, I'm not saying this as a Republican. I'm not saying it as an independent or as a conservative. I'm saying as an American, I'm watching this, and it's obvious what this guy is all up to. Why can't people see this? It drives me crazy.
Well, the normal citizen is blinded by the media that they might catch for 10 or 15 minutes every night, you know what I mean? The left-leaning media are all on his side, and so they're brainwashed, and that's the why of that, and that's why they can't see it. I mean, to me it seems blatant, but...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true, and I think the tipping point may be, I mean, I'm not saying for definite, because then it's just incredible how this guy gets away with. But you know, there's a crack in the Democrats here. I mean, Dianne Feinstein, the head of the House Intelligence, the Senate Intelligence Committee, is not pretty happy the fact that they weren't consulted. There's been several Democrats that have been pretty upset that they haven't been consulted. Now you have the absolute proof that this guy was a traitor. Before, a day or two ago, he may have been a deserter. Then it went from maybe being a deserter, yes, definitely he was a deserter, and possibly he was a traitor. Now it's definitely he was a traitor. Now, how can the American people, forget Washington, but how can the American people continue to tolerate a president that behaves this way? In other words, he had to know, and if he didn't know, he shouldn't be president, because before you would swap a prisoner, you would want to know the case history of the person that you're swapping for. Just as a matter of due diligence, you want to know who that person is, what he did or he didn't do, and is he somebody that we should trade for? All this nonsense, BS, I would call it, that, oh, we can't leave anyone on the battlefield, you know, da, da, da. That is an utter height of hypocrisy, that statement, because of Benghazi. Look, what's he doing for our soldier in Mexico that took a wrong turn? Has he put any pressure on the Mexican government to release the guy? Well, nothing, right? There's captives held in Iran. There's captives held in Afghanistan, Max Weinstein, who wants to escape. There's captives held in Cuba. And what are we doing for them? Nothing. But this guy, a traitor, we trade the five worst terrorists in the world, right? And he should have known, or no, he did know that this guy was a traitor, yet still traded him. That, to me, is an act of treason.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I agree solely on everything that you said. He is a traitor, and I don't know what you saw on Fox News. I'll have to check that later, but let's go on with this, you know, because I've got a text box up here, and somebody's saying, well, why did he release those guys? Well, tell them about the Syria connection thing.
The Syrian connection?
Well,
what do you mean by the Syrian connection?
It's an international agenda involving Syria. was meant to do, well, that it would help the Syrians to help the rebels? Let me clarify.
I read one of the other articles,
and the article points out that these guys, their release would help possibly help the rebels in Syria overthrow Assad.
Well, that's a possibility. I mean, first of all, their theater of operations is Afghanistan. Now, there is many jihadists traveling to Syria from all over the world, right, to try and defeat Assad. So, I mean, it's possible that they could aid and abet the opposite. But we're helping the Syrian rebels. We're helping the al-Qaeda. I mean, that's why we can't get to the bottom of Benghazi, because the Republicans are equally as involved in this scandal of Benghazi as the President of the United States. Mike Rogers, who's head of the Intelligence Committee, is a major problem in terms of getting to the bottom of Benghazi. We've written about this on our website, is that that's why there's been no select committee, and the select committee has already been compromised because James Keiko, I think is it, who is the head, who is going to be the, chief of staff for the select committee, for Trey Gowdy, is compromised. He has Muslim connections, Muslim Brotherhood connections, right, to the Patriot Act as well. He was involved. So Rogers knew that we were, and gave permission to the Intelligence Committee to smuggle weapons from Libya to Syria through Turkey, right, which is the reason why that CIA station was there in Benghazi, and the reason why we didn't provide the proper security is because they were afraid it would be discovered. So by providing the security itself, that's the reason there was no security supply, because they wanted to keep a low profile, and they figured because they're helping the jihadists that they're fairly safe. In other words, our country was supplying weapons to terrorists. Right, so what's different? So we let the guys go from the Taliban, these five go, so what, we're already supplying them with major weapons to use against Assad through Turkey. So, which is illegal. In other words, what the House Intelligence Committee did was against the law of the United States of America. So that's why the American people have not been given the truth, because there are as many heads with role in the Republican Party as well as the President of the United States.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we haven't gotten the truth. There's much more, and we've covered a bunch of that with Ben over here on this program. Told us about the connection with, and he guessed it right at the very first, or all of y'all guessed it, because he brought it forward right when Benghazi happened, that it was probably the gun running operation, and it's proved true. So folks, that's why I say most assuredly you need to stay apprised at shoebox.com, because if you want to know the truth of a story, if it's any kind of, it's 99% chance it's going to show up over here. I also like the article that you wrote that's called Jihad from the White House. That was a really very good article anyway. What is it you saw in Fox News that proved a little bit ago?
James Rosa, the political correspondent, has acquired a secret document from 2010 that confirms that the guy is a traitor, that he collaborated with the enemy, right? And everything that we had said, look, we didn't need to say that, but we had said this a couple of days ago because of what we saw from the father, who is a jihadist himself, who has on his website, or his favorite YouTube channel, right, Al-Waliki is how you pronounce it, Al-Waliki, the guy that was droned in Yemen, who used to be head of the Muslims, right, and several other major jihadist YouTubes. He likes them on his YouTube. Right, and he's a Muslim. He declares the Bismillah from the White House lawn. And all I say, as I said in the article, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. The son declared that he was Muslim, and his name is now Abdullah. You know, slave of Allah, which Abdullah means. Right, so you don't need to be a rocket scientist to know that if that's the case and they became Muslims, they're jihadists. Because, as you know, and I know, there's no such thing as moderate Islam, and there's no such thing And there's no such thing as a moderate Muslim. There is people who are born of the Muslim faith, right, into a Muslim family, who may be secular and don't go to the mosque and don't care about Islam and couldn't care less about the Prophet Muhammad, but they haven't been Muslim. They are of no threat to anybody, right? But somebody who goes to the mosque, right, and declares his faith in Islam, right, is either a supporter of terrorism,
right,
or a terrorist, one or the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no in between. It's the same as if you're born Christian, doesn't mean you're Christian. It means that, you know, you're born from a Christian secular background, but it doesn't mean that you're a Christian of faith, right? And a Christian of faith is an action. You go to church, you study the Bible, right, and you act and carry out the commandments, right, as according to the word of God. That's a Christian or a Jew if he follows the Jewish faith. And if he's not, right, he's still culturally from that background, but not a believer. That's exactly what I'm saying in Islam. Either you're a follower of Islam and you commit jihad or support jihad, or you're secular, one or the other. That's it. There's no such thing as moderate Islam, moderate Muslim. It's all political nonsense. And there's no such thing as radical Islam. It's another, and you hear the word radical Islam, that's just more political correctness, right? It's either Islam and that's it. It's Islam and that's it. There's no difference.
Let me ask you a question. After 9/11, you would think that we would have took a stronger stance towards Islam, but it seems that since 9/11, we've opened our doors to Islam and shut off any kind of bad speech towards them and so on and so forth, welcoming them in. And so, you know, how did that agenda, I don't see how we got to this point.
Well, it's as simple as that. It's called what's called the falling away, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you know, if you go to church and the only thing you go to church or you go to synagogue or whatever, whether you're a Jew or a Christian, all you hear from the pulpit is what God could do for you. You never hear about what you can do for God, or you never hear proper scripture that explains these times. You never hear anything talk about divorce or talk about abortion or talk about gay marriage or talk about homosexuality. They don't discuss these things in church. They tell you, you don't want to upset anybody. You don't want to lose people to another church. It's important that you just stuff them with garbage and tickle their ears. So if you do that, what do you expect is going to happen? Your churches are full of people with garbage in their heads, and then they listen to the secular media with all this, you know, tolerance and all this rubbish.
I got to break in. We got to go to break in about 30 seconds. Folks, you go to, I'll go ahead and give you a web address. That's shoebat.com. That's shoebat.com, shoebat.com. Go over there. There's all kinds of articles that when you get over there, you'll probably spend a few hours reading. And we'll be back with more Keith Davies in about 3 minutes.
Pastor Dan will be right back.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be Your Own Doctor, for only $14.95. plus $2 postage and handling. Call Doc Mike Direct at 708-488-8887 or go to wakeupwell.org. That's wakeupwell.org to order Doc Mike's book, How to Practice Medicine Without a License. Be your own doctor for only $14.95 plus $2 postage and handling. Or call 708-488-8887. That's 708-488-8887. Order now.
Food prices going up, homes being foreclosed, unemployment insurance running out, jobs leaving the country. Many people cannot afford to eat or keep a roof over their head. Too many can do neither. Messiah's Branch has a mission church in Wichita, Kansas that helps the victims of this banker's economy, the American people. Your neighbors. The mission is the last hope for so many Americans. We need your help to lift up the poorest of the poor. These are men, women, and children who once had homes, now in the street. They all need what you need. First aid, beds, food, clothing, and so on. You can send a monetary gift or a box of necessities to 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Or donate online by going to WichitaHomeless.com or simply call 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
We are back live. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Mission Watch Live on the American Voice Radio Network. Folks, remember to pray about a donation tonight for our work with the homeless and poor from our mission church in Wichita, Kansas. Well, of course, the homeless aren't rich, but we also have the poor that come into the mission church looking for all kinds of things because, you know, they're barely making ends meet. We are helping these people that are on the verge of homelessness, as well as the homeless people. We're giving food, clothing. It's summertime. You know, there's more action as people bring their children in. And yes, we're trying to get the woman's shelter over opened that where we were donated the building for. But we're in every summer from the time school closes until it picks back up and everybody goes back to school, there's a drop in donations. And so we always just barely survive. No, for whatever reason, Wichita, Kansas doesn't always said, well, they do a good job, and we'll have employees of the agency send people to us looking for help, but they don't offer us any kind of help. Really, we're a thorn in their side because we speak the truth. When it comes to issues, we speak the truth over there, and they don't like us for us, and we're not part of their little group that wants to keep the homeless homeless so they've got a job. We want to help people so because it's the right thing to do, not because it's a money thing, but we really need your help. Our donations have dropped by 2/3, and we really need to get some money in to just keep the mission church open and to keep working on the woman's shelter. Pray about it, but any kind of a donation will help. You can find all the information on how to donate by mailing a check, money order. Find all that information at prophecyhour.com. or simply call me at 620-878-4682. And remember, the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart. That's where it needs to be. Anyway, we're talking about a lot of things. We're back with Keith Davies. Are you there with me, Keith?
I'm there, yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, let me start this by asking you a question. Well, you know, it was one given to me by that chat thing I was telling you about. It says, Obama, it's obvious Obama doesn't work for the American people. And then goes on to say, well, who does he work for? Who or what pulls his string? What do you think?
He works to create the caliphate, the khalifa. And for those who don't understand what the khalifa is, we just need to do a little history lesson here. The Ottoman Empire was controlled, obviously the Turkish Ottoman Empire, and was around for about 1,400 years and was destroyed by Great Britain in World War I when they defeated Turkey and Germany. And as a result, Turkey became a secular country. But now we see Turkey becoming back to its roots of an Islamic root, and it's the dream of all Muslims, right? And a prophecy in there, because they have prophecy too, and they prophesize that the caliphate will restore and will come back again. And that's what we're seeing. And Obama is enabling the caliphate. One of the people that he speaks to on the most regular basis, and more than any other leader of the world, is Erdogan, the Prime Minister of Turkey, right? And I believe that the policies, the foreign policy of the United States of America, controlled by Obama, is to reestablish the caliphate, which will cause major problems and which, in effect, will build up to the final countdown, and Turkey will lead a horde against Israel in Armageddon. And that's what we believe. And it's happening. And in the book of Revelation, it says, Pergamus, thou art the seat of Satan. And Pergamus, because the Bible is very geographic, and Pergamus is in Asia Minor, which is today modern-day Turkey. That's where we believe that the Antichrist comes from. And the president, I don't know who the Antichrist is. I'm not going to make any predictions, but an interesting observation is that the president of Turkey, his name is Abdullah Gül. Abdullah Gül, he is Turkish by birth, but he is Arabic by descent. And Abdullah means slave of Allah, and Gül in the Arabic language means beast or dragon. So the name of the president of the country of Turkey, his name is Slave of Allah the Beast, which is a description of the Antichrist.
Wow. That's pretty heavy. Yeah, the first book I ever read of Wallace was, you know, God's War on Terror that he did with Joel Richardson. Yeah. And really, Wallace has given me a completely enlightening, different look at the scriptures, so to speak, than what most people have. So I understand about the caliphate. Let me ask you this question. Do you think that I noticed the other day that I guess Turkey has the power to turn off the water to the Euphrates River. Is that any way important?
And possibly. I'm not an expert in that area, but I also know that Turkey is one of the second largest army in NATO. I mean, after the United States of America, and Turkey has a very large army. I think it even might be bigger today in terms of the numbers of ground troops infantry. Right, I think it's got over a million, or I think two reserves, probably 1.3 million troops. And that's more than the United States now. I mean, if you add our Marines and Army together, I don't think we're more than 700,000, 800,000. But we have got much more technically advanced equipment and that type of stuff. So Turkey is a major, and in fact, Turkey is more dangerous in the Middle East than Iran is. We're all worried about Iran and nuclear and so forth, you know. And obviously Iran's a threat, but Turkey's a bigger threat because they're smarter than Iran in that they use peace. And what does the Bible tell us? By peace, they will deceive many, right? Iran, you know, drums the war warrior, the death to America, death to Israel. We hear this all the time. But Turkey uses peace to deceive, and they are a much more dangerous enemy because they appear to be our friend when they're not. Iran is our enemy, and we'll recognize it as our enemy, even though Obama's policy in Iran is another disaster. And everything that this guy does, anything that Obama does, that he thinks is good for America is bad for America. Everything. Without exception. And that's the problem.
Right, absolutely. You know, it seems like that every day, every time we turn around, Obama does something just, you know, more blatant and out there and worse. Do you think that he's got, what, 3 years left? What do you think about the next 3 years?
Well, put it this way, we get a new scandal every week. I wonder what next week's scandal is going to be. Last week we had the outing of the CIA agents, right, by mistake. The week before we had the VA scandal. This week we got the traitor for five terrorists. I mean, I wonder what's going to happen next week. When this scandal gets too hot and it looks like it's going to be a big problem, we'll come up with a bigger scandal the following week. Because how he gets away with the scandal is comes up with a bigger one for the following week to discuss it. It is just breathtaking. If you would take what this guy has done between Fast and Furious, Obamacare, the IRS scandal, Benghazi, the VA scandal, now this with the traitor, and there's other ones that I can't even, there's other smaller ones, but still important ones. I think the shaking down of the insurance companies is another one, right? And a few other, right. And the solar, the wasting of taxpayers' money in both in the solar energy department, where we wasted $500 million. And then the other one in the GMA, where they were partying and wasting taxpayers' money galore. I mean, you just name it one after the other after the other. It's just no accountability, you know, and the centralizing of power in Washington. This guy, put it this way, if any Republican or even a white Democrat had done the things that this guy has done in the last 4 or 5 years, they would have already been impeached.
Right.
But the Democrats call the Republicans racist. You know, I think they're right, but for the wrong reason. The reason why Republicans do not go after Obama is because they're racist. Because they, when it comes to affirmative action, the Republicans are espousing affirmative action for a black president.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, he gets treated differently than a white guy. In other words, if a white guy had done this, he'd be out. But because Obama's black, right, he gets away with murder. And the Republicans are giving him an affirmative action type policy to leave him in power when they should be going after him for absolutely unbelievable stuff. What I've seen this week is absolutely unbelievable from a country called the United States of America. It is just that I can't understand is why we're not already starting to march in Washington on this guy because of what he did with his traitor. It's like only 47% of the people of this country say that we shouldn't have done the swap. Those polls can change based on the reports coming out of this guy being a traitor today, being confirmed as a traitor. But 47% of the people say that he shouldn't have been. I mean, it should be around 80%. It's just mind-boggling that the American people are not outraged by this. Look, I'm an American by choice. I wasn't born an American. As you probably hear from my accent, I came from Ireland, and I came to live here in America in 1990, right? And I'm an American. I have an American passport, American citizen. But I'm just staggered that the American people today, only 47% of us are currently outraged by what has happened. It's just mind-boggling. I would think it would be 80-90% would be outraged. Only the wacko leftists on the far left would be the ones that are not. Because this is not an issue of Democrat or Republican. You know, I'm a standard of Democrat. They need to stop acting like Democrats and act like Americans. The same as Republicans. Stop acting like Republicans and act like Americans. What this guy has done, it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should be outraged that he would swap a traitor for five terrorists. It is just mind-boggling.
Well, folks, that we had a technical problem here. Maybe it was a sunspot. Who knows? But while we didn't lose Keith Davies, we lost Pastor Dan. I had to restart all my computers and everything. I do not know what happened. I think I need to get I need to get some sort of a backup system. I don't know what happened. I really don't. Well, the electricity didn't blink. The internet shut off completely, and even though the signal for the internet, I looked over there and watched it was still coming strong, so I have no idea. Well, that's what happens when we're doing live radio, and I will have to make it up to our guests and tell them, well, hey, this is what happened. But anyway, as having said that, this latest story is coming out of the White House, it, like Keith said, it's just one thing after another. It's getting worse, folks. I mean, how much worse can it get? Let's stop and look at America for a minute. We have a president who has basically declared, just a second, basically declared there's no border. Have you read the news? The border, the children are just streaming across the border. They plan on having 200,000 more people by the 2016 elections, 200,000 more people that will be able to vote by 2016. This is a plot. So we're a country without a border. So who's coming across? You have a president that has backed down from Putin over and over and over again. What does he care about American law, this new thing that he did? He released five of the most dangerous people in the world that are terrorists that will come back and attack and will not work for American interests. They'll come back and attack America. Even Obama admitted that when he was asked a question and when he was naturally, he always does these things. You ever notice? And then he goes someplace and talks. This time he went out of the country. He released the guys and then he split. Well, they asked him, they said, won't these guys be a danger to the country? And Obama said, absolutely, that they could be a danger to the country. So that should be accountable enough to say that he's not for America, but he's against America. If you look at the health care, you know, the health care, that health care thing is a disaster. Obamacare, it's a disaster. That was a plot to enslave the people. That's working. Look at the veterans. How many, it's amazing how many lives have been lost from the Veterans Administration. There's more and more we're hearing about every day. Now we just finally heard about it. There was a waiting list in Kansas, and one of our guys is looking into it. One of our congressmen are looking into it. But you have all these reoccurring things. You have a presidency. Now, wait a minute. Let's go to this. What about the Senate? Harry Reid in the Senate wants to make an amendment to the Bill of Rights with Chuck Schumer. They want to make an amendment to the Bill of Rights so that they can control political speech. Now, they say that's what all they'll do to it, but the wording of the bill that they want it, the way they want to change things, it will mean that they will be able to control any freedom of speech thing they want. And that's the last freedom of speech comes, and after freedom of speech, then there will go to gun rights. And they're already doing the gun rights stealthily. You know, they're going around with this Operation Choke Point where they're telling banks that gun operators that have online presences are high risk. And so banks have been telling gun store owners that they cannot use their bank accounts, you know, that they're not safe. So that stops a gun owner. How do you pay for everything? Mostly you don't pay in cash. You pay with a credit card, debit card, check, all those things you have to have banking for. Well, if you don't have banking, then you can't sell guns. And so he's doing that. He's already arrested, made a directive that says he can go against the American people. Folks, we're in trouble. Another 3 years of this, man, I don't know. I do not know what is going to happen. I do know one thing, that you better pray about it and you better realize how far down the road that we're at. If something doesn't change really this year at the 2014 elections, then America is lost. And I'm not so sure that even with that, that it isn't lost. So what can you do? You can make sure that you're not lost and your family's not lost. I ask you to go and get close to Yeshua HaMashiach, who is your Savior. You need to get close to him. You need to be right, because he's the only protection in this time of trouble. I mean, really. There will be some people out there. We believe that there's going to be a way that we're going to have, that we're going to be out there helping people when even everything falls apart. I don't plan on turntailing and running for the hills. I plan on helping people. So pray about supporting the Wichita Mission Church and pray about supporting radio. I still need to pay some of this month's airtime, so pray about it. We really need your donations tonight, and that's not a joke. And by the way, June 1st started our 15th year of working for the poor and homeless in Wichita, but Messiah's Branch has been around before that. And I have been saved for over 24 years out of the world. And so just anyway, tune in an hour from now. But in the meantime, remember, there's only one God. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And only through him is the way to the Father. Remember to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and all your soul. And then love your neighbor as yourself. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's like praying for Messiah's return. Anyway, again, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, I ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you and is gracious to you and gives you peace. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.